With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, joined by the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
On Fridays, we talk about the region's business news. Let's start in downtown Sacramento, where a new future is in the works for the former Mansion Inn after a recent property sale. This is that vacant hotel across the street from the governor's mansion. Who's the buyer?
Yeah, so the hotel property is at 1601 H Street, which is on the border of Midtown and Downtown. It sold for more than $5 million to Sacramento's SKK Developments and the Groupie Company of Stockton. SKK and Groupie also bought the former hotel's parking lot for $2.4 million. Now, that lot is across 16th Street from this historic hotel property that we're talking about. This hotel has been closed for quite some time. The oldest part of the hotel was built as the Mansion Inn, and it also previously operated as a Clarion Hotel, which closed in 2012.
So what's in the works now?
Well, we're actually looking at two separate projects, a new boutique hotel and a residential project. This multifamily residential project would be on the site of the parking lot, and it's expected to include 95 units.
And what about the new boutique hotel?
Yeah, that would be built at the existing old hotel property. We might see that property entirely rebuilt. This new boutique hotel is expected to include a restaurant and bar, and it could open in 2019. Now, the remodeling would take place at the oldest part of the former hotel. A portion of that former Clarion became a Holiday Inn Express several years ago.
Well, a couple blocks away from the Mansion Inn, there's a well-known soul food restaurant called Sandra D's Barbecue and Seafood, which got a makeover when a celebrity chef came to town last weekend.
Yes, that's right. Sandra D's is scheduled to be featured on a future episode of Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. Now, this is a new reality show from that popular celebrity chef. Basically, on the show, he visits a restaurant, finds problems, and then tries to fix those problems in a 24-hour period. And apparently, that's what happened at Sandra D's. Now, it's unclear how many of these changes will stick around at that restaurant, and if we want more details on the specifics, we'll have to wait until this summer to watch the episode.
Well, how'd this place end up on the show?
Yeah, the restaurant's operator said she didn't know it would be Gordon Ramsay doing the work when she agreed to be part of the project. But it's not too surprising that they'd consider a makeover and remodeling over there. It's worth noting that this restaurant has faced some challenges as the dining landscape in the downtown area has changed. It was once one of the only places where you could get barbecue and southern food in that area. And that has changed now with the arrival of many new places on the dining scene. Increasingly, Sandra D's has relied on special events and catering when actually keeping day-to-day business in the restaurant really should be key to its success.
We haven't talked about breweries in a while. What's new on the local beer scene?
Yes, I have two additions to report. Thin Line Brewing Company made its debut in Rancho Cordova. This brewery has been in the works for nearly 2 years, and it honors first responders. You'll find beers there with names like The Rookie and Night Watch. And on a somewhat similar note, it appears a new military-themed brewery is planning a taproom in Midtown Sacramento. At Ease Brewing Company is planning to open next to the Mill Coffee Shop on I Street.
So we've got this first responder theme and a military theme. Do you think these themes will help the breweries attract customers?
Well, we know that the brewery scene locally is getting more and more competitive, and it really is crucial to stand out in some way. That often means targeting a specific group of customers. Now, whether that's through a pirate theme, a law enforcement theme, or anything else that you can do to make your brand unique.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.